Hey everyone, I'm Brandon Stewart and welcome to the Leading Second podcast, where we're on a mission to raise up uncommon church builders and help all of us be the kind of leaders and the kind of staff members that our pastors would kill to have on the team. I count it a huge honor that we'd have the opportunity to share some thoughts with you every single month. We are launching a new space here just for you, and twice a month, we plan to come to you with something just like this to talk leadership and to talk life in a way that hopefully will just strengthen you right where God has planted you on your team and your community. Just believing we can all be better together as we serve our pastors, as we serve Jesus, as we serve as leaders from the second chair, as we lead second. I want to encourage you, subscribe to this however you're listening and however you're watching on YouTube and wherever you're watching this today, whether it be in the gym or listening in the car or maybe at your home or at the church office somewhere. I just want to encourage you to make this a regular habit. Let's do some life together. Let's do some miles together. And we just want you to know that we're in your corner, that we believe in you. And I believe that together we can go the distance and that we can see God do great things in our lives and in our churches. You know, I believe that the existential crisis of every generation is to find something to live for that's worth dying for. And I can't think of a day where the times have been this urgent for us to get this answer right, for us to answer this question well. I believe that our generation is actually realizing the answer to this question in greater and greater ways, that the thing that's worth living for, that's worth dying for, is Jesus and for his church. So today, I wanted to share with you the Leading Second Creed. This is a creed that we wrote to try to capture in just a few words what we're all about here at Leading Second. The first thing I'll tell you is that this creed is born out of Matthew chapter 10. Jesus is having a team meeting. In fact, Matthew chapter 10 is best understood if you back up and read Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, Jesus is standing there and he's with his disciples and he says these words. He says, "The harvest is plentiful, the workers are few." In other words, Jesus is saying, we don't have a harvest problem. We have a leader problem. Our cities have a harvest waiting for us to go get, but we need more leaders and we need better leaders. The harvest is plentiful, the workers are few. And then Jesus says, therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field. And then it's amazing that literally in the next breath or in the next day, maybe, Matthew chapter 10, it says that Jesus calls his disciples together and he gives them authority to drive out demons and heal the sick. I hope you caught that. He gave them authority to drive out demons and heal the sick. In other words, he gave them his anointing. He gave them the ability and the power to do what he did. Up until this point, the disciples had simply followed Jesus. They answered the call of Jesus to follow me. But on this day, Jesus gave them the opportunity to lead on his behalf. This is, to my understanding anyways, this is one of the first times that Jesus is sending the disciples out on their own to do ministry in his name. Can you imagine what it would have been like to be on Jesus' team, to have the opportunity to do ministry in Jesus' name? And so they have this team orientation. They have this time together. Jesus gives them all these instructions. Go here, don't go there, do this, don't go do that. And then after giving them some instructions, Jesus says these words. He says, whoever finds their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. This was new language. This was a different tenor and a different tone. Before this moment, understand this, the disciples had followed Jesus. The disciples had watched Jesus and observed Jesus. But on this day, Jesus said, I'm going to give you the opportunity to lead on my behalf, I'm going to give you the opportunity to be a part of something bigger than yourself. I'm going to give you the opportunity to turn the world upside down. Here's the catch, though. It's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you your life. If you find your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake in this beautiful thing I'm giving you the opportunity to be a part of, you might just find a life that you never dreamed possible. And it's out of that heart that we wrote this creed that I want to share with you today in hopes that we would respond to Jesus and to our pastors in the very same way. So here's our leading second creed. I'm a Christ follower called to build the local church. I am a leader serving a vision bigger than myself. I champion the uncommon realm of honor where my pastor's vision is my vision. I own it. My personal success is second to my church's success. I will die to self daily to see the church move forward. I stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before me and surrendered their lives, and I will do the same. I will give every ounce of my life to this work with no regard to credit, positions, or titles. I will leverage all of my influence for the cause of Christ to see his kingdom come and to see his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I am an uncommon church builder. I am leading second. My prayer in writing this creed, our prayer in bringing leading second to you, is that you would adopt this creed as your own, that you would find yourself in these words and in this statement, and that this would be something that we would all commit to live by every single day, regardless of what's going on, regardless of the environment, regardless of how things are going, that we would commit to lead well, to honor and lead in an uncommon way, and therefore see Jesus do what only he can do in our lives, through our pastors, and in our churches. If this creed resonates with you, I want to encourage you to head over to leadingsecond.com and sign the creed. Let us know you're in. Let us know that you're a part of this tribe. Let us know you're a part of this community, that you're saying, I want to do this. I want to lead this in my church for my pastor. I want to encourage you to go onto the forum and ask some questions. Give us some really tough ones. And as we move into season one of this podcast, why don't you throw some things at us that you want to hear us talk about? And we're going to take those and we're going to answer questions every single episode and just dive into the stuff that makes us all better together. We love you. We're in your corner. Let's do this thing. Let's lead well from the second chair. Let's be healthy. Let's be strong. Let's do this together. Let's live by these words and let's believe that Jesus is going to come and do what only he can do in our churches.